You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Among the big numbers that pollsters will be looking at in the returns from Florida is the turnout. Turnout expected, at least by one account, to be better than 2008, although the expectations going in were that Florida's turnout would be a little bit less than 2008. But let's look ahead, and not to the returns from Florida tonight in that primary contest, which will be counted and tabulated, and not to the late-hour sort of hanging chad squeakers. We don't really expect a squeaker in the Florida primary. No, let's look ahead to the next contest in the GOP race, and that's going to be in Nevada on Saturday. It's the first in the West contest, and it brings two voices to the program this morning. Anjanette Damon is lead political reporter for the Las Vegas Sun. Anjanette, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
And the Sun, I gather, is up soon out there, but it's going to fall on a lot of foreclosed homes in Las Vegas. Are the issues the housing crisis and who's a real conservative out there in the Sun Belt?
Yeah, I mean, the economy is going to be top of mind for voters in the primary and definitely in the general election. So you hear a lot of talk, especially in Nevada.
Oh, that's
about the housing crisis, about the unemployment, and about jobs. Yeah. Are you still hearing me?
Anjanette, we're having a little sketchy connection on your Skype. Hold on there for a second. Also joining us is Greg Ferraro, president of the Ferraro Group, a leading Nevada public relations and public affairs firm. Greg Ferraro was formerly advisor to the campaigns of Bob Dole and George W. Bush. Greg, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
So how do you design a campaign that moves from the very narrow states of Iowa and New Hampshire, rages into Florida, a much more diverse and large state, and then back out to Nevada?
Well, I think there's two things at play. One is the all-important momentum that will come out of Florida starting tonight. But most importantly is two of the candidates, particularly Governor Romney and Congressman Paul, have spent a lot of time in the state. Of course, they both ran in the state 4 years ago, came in one and two respectively, and they've been building organizations in Nevada since then. So the big question in Nevada is the expected strength of Romney in Florida should sustain him here. I think the bigger story is the battle for second place. Paul won here 4 years. I mean, Paul came in second 4 years ago, and will he be able to keep that position, or do you see the speaker coming out of Florida and with his strength in South Carolina being able to come in second?
That's Greg Ferraro. Let's put that question to Anjanette Damon, the lead political reporter for the Las Vegas Sun. Could Ron Paul pull out a victory here? He does need a full victory to surge his momentum at this early going.
Sure, there's definitely a possibility that he could pull it out. He's been working the state for a long time, since 2008. He has a very devoted following here in Nevada. I think his libertarian message appeals to a lot of voters here. And, you know, he's had professional campaign staff on the ground for a year or so, maybe a little less than a year, making sure that everybody's organized, identifying the supporters, making sure they can get them out to polls. But, you know, Mitt Romney's been doing the same thing. He won the state handily 4 years ago, despite organization efforts by Ron Paul. So, you know, but I was speaking with a couple of Republicans last night, and they say they've really recognized a lot of work on Ron Paul's part. He's been doing some organizing on the college campuses. He appeals to young voters. And so these were Newt Gingrich supporters I was talking to last night, and they did have some concern that Ron Paul would pull it out.
So Newt Gingrich is perceived in Nevada, particularly by those Ron Paul types, as a Washington insider, despite his attempts to cast himself as an insurgent?
Yeah, I think the people who support Ron Paul definitely are looking for new faces in politics. They're deeply dissatisfied with the way that Congress has been run. They've been deeply dissatisfied with the presidents, both, you know, George W. Bush and Barack Obama. They've been dissatisfied with their administrations. So they're looking for a new face, even though, you know, Ron Paul's been in Congress for decades. They do see him as bringing a new voice and a different way of looking at the problems to bear.
And what are Gingrich's challenges? Does anyone remember the Reagan era that Gingrich evokes so much that actually Ronald Reagan and former Senator Paul Laxalt from Nevada were very important pieces of that whole revolution?
Oh, absolutely. And you still hear Republican voters speak fondly of that time. And the Newt Gingrich supporters that I spoke with last night, they mentioned that. They say that Newt Gingrich has lived the conservative life. He's done a lot for conservative philosophies. They mention the balanced budget, welfare reform during his time in the House. I also think that a lot of the support that Newt Gingrich is getting in Nevada, he's been able, and this has been true in other states, I believe, has been to try and coalesce that conservative anti-Romney vote. You still had a lot of Republicans in this state who don't feel like as if they have an affinity with Mitt Romney or Ron Paul, and they see Newt Gingrich surging. They do think that he's done a lot of work on the conservative end of things, and they're starting to align behind him. There's really no other place for them to go. Rick Santorum's still in the race, obviously, but I don't know that
he has a
lot of natural appeal.
Right. He's a bit of a cipher there in Nevada. That's Anjanette Damon Lee, political reporter for the Las Vegas Sun. So, Greg Ferraro, what are the natural affinities for Mitt Romney, and what affinities can he acquire between now and Saturday, even given that he is in the lead?
Well, a couple things. First, you know, Romney 4 years ago won this state with more than half of the vote in the caucuses in 2008. One-fourth of the caucus goers in 2008 were Mormon. So I think he has an advantage there with a voter group. Number two is he has a substantial organizational advantage and has a funding advantage. But most importantly, I think Nevadans are practical voters. Nevada Republicans are pragmatic. I think electability, like we've seen in other states, is very high on their minds. And who matches up best in the fall. But keep in mind, in Nevada, you know, we're proud of the fact that we have the best record of picking presidents of any state in the union. And since 1912, we've picked 24 of the last 25 elections correctly. So Nevada is an important get in the race. It's important for the winner to be able to plant a flag in the West. I think it creates a substantial momentum. And I think Romney has a distinct advantage. I think will be added to that advantage by coming out of Florida tonight. I think most observers in Nevada expect a Romney win. The question is by how much and who comes in second.
And, of course, it's a winner-take-all in Florida, so a big delegate bounce of 50 there if you come out with a victory in Florida. Greg Ferraro.
Ours is proportional, so
right.
Those delegates are distributed on a proportional basis.
But so it's not really a delegate issue there in Nevada. It's more a plant the flag in the West, as you mentioned, Greg Ferraro. And Jeanette Damon, does a result in Nevada generalize to other states, the all-important Colorado and other states in the West?
Yeah, I think you do see some similarities with Republican voters here in Nevada and those in Colorado, which will be the next primary contest. I believe Arizona is at the end of the month. You see a lot of the same issues at play. I think taxes, immigration, those types of issues we'll see. And I think Greg's right. I think Nevada is more of about a momentum booster. In this case, if Newt Gingrich is able to fend off Mitt Romney in Nevada, I think Mitt Romney is the presumed front runner here. It's been considered his state to lose. If Newt Gingrich is able to take a state that Mitt Romney's worked very hard to keep in his column away from him, I think that would be a very important win for Newt Gingrich. If Mitt Romney wins it, you know, that's good. He's was expected to win it. I don't know if it's quite as big a deal for his candidacy if he wins it. If he loses it, that's a big deal for him.
All right, to both of you, Anjanette Damon, if Romney wins Florida and also wins the Nevada caucuses on Saturday, is the electability issue for Romney settled, Anjanette Damon?
I think that would send an important message. Yeah, and I think Greg is right about particularly the Nevada.
That's Anjanette Damon, lead political reporter for the Las Vegas Sun. Greg Ferraro, electability is settled if Romney comes out of Florida and wins Nevada?
Oh, I don't know that it's settled. I think the Gingrich team knows February is going to be a tough month for them. They want to get to Super Tuesday. But I think every time you see a Romney win and a Romney win that is convincing, it goes to the issue of settling electability. But this isn't going to be settled today, this week. It will go on for some time. But I think you'll start to build a stronger case through Arizona. And so by the time you get to Super Tuesday, it will be a very different landscape.
Greg Ferraro, president of the Ferraro Group, a leading public relations and public affairs firm in Nevada. Greg was formerly an advisor to the campaigns of Bob Dole and George W. Bush. Also, Anjanette Damon from the Las Vegas Sun. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
We talked earlier to Phil Latzman with WLRN in Florida about the early voting in Florida.
About 630,000 people, Florida Republicans, sent or cast their ballots early. Many of those, because Romney is so well organized here in the state, did come from the Romney campaign. So we're expecting Mitt Romney to have a lead anywhere, as they say, from 60,000 to 75,000, just based on the early voting totals once the regular voting starts today.
Give us your thoughts, 8778-MY-TAKE. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.